adapted from Russ Meyer's 1965 cult film classic, Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
Did you see that? That was too easy.
Monday, June 5th.
They're murderers. She kills them with her bare hands.
Kill Faster Pussycat. 11 p.m. on the Ubu Hour.
After an investigation of the treatment of prisoners at the Oregon State Penitentiary, the Oregon Department of Corrections agreed to improve conditions. Yet, 1 year later, prisoners with serious mental illness continue to be held in solitary confinement. Join us on Prison Pipeline, June 5th, to hear the Disability Rights Oregon report, Behind the 11th Door, 1 year later. That's Prison Pipeline, June 5th at 6:30 p.m.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's 10 a.m. coming up. It's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary, followed at 10:15 of the special edition of Locus Focus, observing the one-year anniversary of the Mosier train derailment and oil fire. This is why they're called bomb trains, people. At 11, we'll have a Radio Geekly. That was Pacific Underground we heard in the last hour. At 11... actual Radio Geekly. We'll dive into the progressive movement within geek culture. And thanks again to all the KBOO members for all of your generous support. And a reminder that all the passive listeners are invited at all times to make that hard left turn into active support for your community radio. This is possible because a lot of your friends and neighbors have gotten involved in the manner and to the extent that makes sense for them, and now it's time for you to do the same. Stay tuned, because there's lots more coming.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, June 2nd, 2017. And you're listening to KBOO Portland. It's really important to make note that it is Friday, June 2nd, because June 3rd brings with it a lot of actions that is just so critical. It's so very important that we turn out for. This is your community radio. This is your sanctuary radio. This is your resistance radio. And this is your whistleblower radio. We hear news, this is what we heard the other day, and we think, well, this should really tear it. Now everybody will get out there and march, and so maybe you do, maybe you don't, but there's almost this tacit understanding that the grown-ups are going to come and make everything all right. But guess what? They're not coming. We're the grown-ups, and we made a hell of a terrible mess and let very, very bad things happen. And now it's time to clean up. We're the cleanup crew. That's what we are. We're the cleanup. We're cleanup radio. We're here to clean up the mess. And that means doing whatever it takes to make to put an end to what's going on, and to remove this path that we're on from existence. It's got to stop. Hopefully there will be actions tomorrow across the country, and I dare say across the world. We're going to try today to reach some noble people down in Los Angeles. In L.A., we have problems with cops here in Portland. And, of course, Portland Cop Watch does a terrific job of monitoring and holding the police to account. In Los Angeles, they've got a whole other problem. The police are going to be using militarized and weaponized, is where they're heading, drones. In other words, they already tried it. Guess where they test drove their drone? That's right. Compton, of course. What did you expect? They were going to fly these weaponized drones over Compton just to see how well they worked. Like, can you aim them, for example? Yes, we're going to try to get the Stop LAPD spying people on the air today. If not, I can tell you a little bit more about what's going on down there and what the citizens' response has been. But across this country, one way or another, desperate times call for desperate measures. And, you know, sometimes when you say, and the next thing that's coming is a real troublemaker of a sentence. So we'll just leave it right there. How about a little weather? For today, a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly overcast with a high around 71. Tonight, lows around 53. Nights in general late have been in the low 50s. And for tomorrow, Saturday, that would be June 3rd. Dawn's bright and sort of clear with a 20% chance of showers. And then overcast with a low, with a high around 74. For tomorrow night, that's when you get your low around 51. And moving along into Sunday, get out, nice weather to get out there and bail your friends out of the slammer. Sunny skies mostly, and a high around 68. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 47, a bit chilly, which brings us full circle to Monday morning. That's the weekend weather for you. We, as I said before, we're going to be trying to get in touch with the Stop LAPD spying people. There is a lot to talk about. What Donald Trump has done has really shocked the world. I don't think whatever we thought in this country, we didn't take into account, I think, perhaps some of us, the reaction on the part of the world. This has really cast the United States as a pariah, a rogue state. There's no other way to put it. We're not an outlier. Outliers often do great things. But what the U.S. has become is something truly horrific. And don't forget, we're just days, just a few months into the administration. What they're going to be doing with law enforcement, with the Supreme Court, expect to see your Supreme Court hijacked. They can basically do anything they want. Talking about Congress now, well, don't worry, because all of this stuff is going to require the approval of Congress. That is not a happy thought. You shouldn't be reassured. The scary thing, too, is that my God, what a coincidence. Hollywood continues to pump out wonderful, wonderful television programs, right? Yeah, they do. So many people are figuring, well, worst comes to worst, I'll just stay out of the way till it's all over. And the cleanup people, the parents will come and put everything right. Yeah, that we are the parents, and if we don't put it right, nobody will. There's been some interesting news, though. Sea Shepherd, down in close to LA, down in Ensenada, Mexico, their research vessel, the MV Martin Sheen, returned to Mexico's Guadalupe Island and continued studying the Cuvier's beaked whales. Wow, they found a whole bunch of beaked whales, which we thought were either, if not entirely extinct, definitely heading that way. And when we talk about these creatures that are rare and endangered, we aren't talking about those creatures absent anything else. We talk about them in the context of other creatures and their habitat and the environment that surrounds them. So the survival of the beaked whale is a major indicator of conditions down in Baja California, but in the sea. So if you want some good news, first off, to get things rolling, there you have it. That's about it. I cannot find words to describe the behavior of this administration. This latest should come as no surprise, but it certainly should come as literally a call to arms. If we don't do this, nobody else will. The administration's truly a rogue state. This was a coup d'etat. And we have to find some way to address it as adults would address a coup d'etat. This has been a Cascadia for Friday, June 2nd, 2017. Sam Shepard engineered the show for today. Thanks, Sam. Derek Cooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thank you very much, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. See you tomorrow.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the Waterfront Blues Festival. This year, the festival will be held June 30th through July 4th at Tom McCall Waterfront Park. Festival passes are on sale now, including the Blues Buddy Pass and the Basic 5-Day Pass at early bird prices. More information about the passes, the festival, and more can be found at kboo.fm/WBF2017.
Good morning and welcome to Locus Focus. And this is a special Friday edition. I'm Barbara Bernstein and your host for this weekly conversation about our place on the planet. 1 year ago, the small town of Mosier in the Columbia River Gorge made regional and national news as firefighters